Alrighty, we're going skip free, little ad lib read today. Bare Nuts, Australia's fastest growing grooming company for the modern day man, voted number one in Men's Health magazine. Proudly sponsoring Any Given Sunday, 10% off at the checkout. If you put in code Any Given Sunday, they got great product here. Bare Nuts, they got Bare Butts, which T-Mac, I know you're a big fan of. And Danny, you've got Wood. We know you've always got Wood, but you've got Wood, the beautiful comfy nuts undies that they roll there. So 10% at the checkout, automatically be applied when you chuck in the code Any Given Sunday.
Brown 45! Brown 45!
You are listening to Any Given Sunday Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast, the number one podcast in at least three households, one studio, Gridiron Australia head office, the NFL Australia head office, all of the places over in Winnipeg, Miami. Mate, we're growing, we're huge. Boys, we did apparently go live in that last one. I hope Megs has found us because I just saw that she'd written in the first one but not the second one. So
now she's back.
She's back. Welcome, Megs. Good to have you. Boys, I saw the other day, which I didn't mention last week when we were on, under 100 days until the Super Bowl, which I think is huge. It's coming around so quick. We are halfway through the season. Joining us, as always, in his basement, which I found out where it was last week. At Tim Cardi, AGSAUTC24. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, I locked you in here so you could sleep and not leave early on us like you tend to normally do. So good to see you got a full night's rest. You're looking nice and
stayed longer than I normally do as well.
Stayed a lot longer than normal, which is the locks on the doors will do that.
Yeah, the keys in your pocket will do that.
Yeah, they will also do that.
No, that was good. That was well played. And you can actually let us know where you are, Danny, at Danny Webb AGSAU, because you've moved on from Frankfurt, which we will talk about, the incredible game you got to go to. But where are you now?
I am currently in Viborg, which is a very small place in Denmark, about 5 hours from Copenhagen.
You've sent through a couple of photos just now, and it already looks incredible.
Denmark, such a beautiful place. Unbelievably beautiful country. A lot of lakes. A lot of green. It's like, you know, coming into winter here, so all the leaves are falling off the trees, so everything's orange. It's just a very, very pretty place.
All right, we'll knock off the housekeeping. Make sure you check out anygivensunday.dustautomat to get our merch. I'm thinking, boys, maybe we go into a bit of a summer range. Do we get some singlets and things like that happening as well, you reckon? Or are you sitting there watching your team? We'll see. And also, we're halfway... Yes, halfway through the season, the DAZN code is still available, and it is less than half price now because we are officially over the halfway. It gets cheaper every week, so you're really doing yourself a disservice if you're not getting onto it. We're going to get straight into this week's second, apparently, biggest segment that we have on our show.
Calling Dr. Danny's office.
All the way live from, I've already forgotten the place, in Denmark.
Bloody lucky to have him in the office. We thought we were going to have a temp in. So
Denmark, just Denmark works. It's a remote office. It's just constantly rolling around. I'm just going to quickly touch on Frankfurt before we jump into the injuries. What an incredible experience. Frankfurt in Germany absolutely put it on. The weekend itself couldn't have been more incredible. All the stuff they had set up around the town. And then obviously having my first NFL experience of going to the game. The Chiefs obviously dominated a fair bit of it. And then the Dolphins tried to come back towards the end. But like, oh man, the interception, seeing that live and just like the whole game, the whole experience, honestly mind-blowing. So if anyone ever has the opportunity to watch any game, whether it's overseas or not, I think you... experience is well and truly worth it.
It's your office, mate. You can talk about whatever you want. So I love that. That was huge. It was the atmosphere did look amazing, and we were very jealous. I only got to see a little bit because it was on at like 1:30 in the morning over here. Well, so
super early, but you have cut up a pretty cool video that we've chucked up on all our social pipes. People will get along and have a look at that just to get a little taste of what Danny was working with there. It's pretty special.
And the Chiefs Kingdom, their fan base travels so well. Like, I was surrounded by Americans, and then obviously there's a lot of Germans still at the game. I felt like I was might have been potentially the only Aussie there, but had to go and wrap the podcast. The AGS merch was going strong in the stadium. Everyone was loving it, so we spread the good word.
Absolutely. Our German, we should have said we're big in Germany now, because it's climbing, and Frankfurt, just a huge spike.
It was a fact.
Absolutely. So, yeah, moving on now. So the injuries of week 9, Daniel Jones finally came back after missing 3 weeks and then tore his ACL after returning from a neck injury. So he's gone. He's out for the season, which we'll touch on a little bit later. Cam Akers, the running back from Minnesota, he ruptured his Achilles. So they only just recently acquired him, I'm pretty sure. So he had a very short stint in purple, and it's all come to an end. Christian Watson, your man, the wide receiver, T-Mac, he's injured his chest, back, and possibly had a concussion. It's just
one catch. Going for one catch, he's come down pretty hard.
Yeah, and then my man, Talis Goddard, the tight end from Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if you boys saw the video, but watching it in slow motion, it's horrific. He got a fractured arm, so he kind of got tackled by his arm, and as he pulled down, the defender from the Cowboys actually landed on it. So, yeah, he's got a forearm fracture. He's already had surgery or is having surgery, and they reckon he might just be a 4-week recovery time. So if they put him on IR because they've got a bye next week, you actually have to miss 4 games. It's not just 4 weeks. So that would it would be bye, Kansas City, Buffalo, and San Fran. So 3 teams you'd love to have him for. But, yeah, at this stage it's looking like they might not even put him on IR, hoping that he can come back in that 5th week.
Yeah. You think if it's a horrific injury like that, you'd almost take the extra week, sitting the fact that you are 8-1 and going to be going pretty deep anyway, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it just I haven't looked as far. I only looked for those first 4 weeks to see where we are, so I don't know if we've got the following week. But if there's a chance that they can rest in, they probably will. But I think he just wants to be out there because he started off relatively slow to start the season and then was just really trying to, you know, really just finding his feet in these past coming weeks. So I think he just wants to be out there.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, some big injuries, a couple of like long-term injuries as well. Did you say Cam Akers was his Achilles as well? Is that right?
He said ruptured Achilles.
That's shit house. And he's come over from the Rams. He spent a good few years at the Rams. So to go across there and not last that long, it sucks for him. That's all right. We'll move on to the news. And the news, of course, is brought to us by our good friends at C2C Rare Threads. 10% off. We're using our code or head into their shop. They are lovely people. When I head up to the Gold Coast, I'll be definitely heading up. They've just got a whole range of new college gear as well. So, check them out. 10% off with the code ANYGIVENSUNDAY. You mentioned the injury to Danny Dimes. He come back, didn't last that long. Danny Dimes hurt himself. But the biggest thing, so he's out for, it's pretty much 12 months, wouldn't it, ACL?
Yeah, a good like good player will get back in 10.
How long were you, 9?
Maybe 8.5. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Yeah, so quick.
The biggest thing I got out of the story, though, is he's going to be replaced by this man.
Oh, look at you go.
Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito is lining up, undrafted rookie.
You're pretty happy with that, aren't you?
I am, and I've actually thrown myself. I can't actually think of his real first name.
Danny. Tommy.
It's not Danny. Anyway, DeVito. Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
Yes, he's been named as the starter for the Giants this week. And I believe I did have a look early. They're like 16.5 underdogs. So that's one of the biggest lines we've seen this year, and it's probably no surprise when you've got this bloke lining up for you under center.
Yes, but the Giants were struggling anyway. The Giants were struggling with Danny Jones, who they just paid, what was it, 50 million, just under, whatever it was.
160 mil.
Yeah.
Well, he's just come back because he had that, was it shoulder injury or something?
He was out for 3 weeks with the neck.
Neck injury. And then he's just come back and then your boys took him to pieces, Cards.
Mate, we were an absolute freight train on the weekend. They didn't stand a chance, as we said, with the new coach bump, Crosby flying around. Oof. Sorry, Danny. Yep.
It was a genuine news coach bump too. The other story... Sorry, Danny, you got more?
So he'll be the 10th rookie quarterback to start a game this season, which is an NFL record. And then they actually signed a vet, Matt Barkley, earlier this week. But DeVito's been with the team for much longer, so that's why they're going to start him. And then their other quarterback was Tyrod Taylor, who is already on IR.
He's on IR. From bad to worse for the Giants. Like, they just cannot take a drink.
No, they're definitely looking at that number one Caleb Williams pick. And that's a whole other story, whether they look at that going forward.
Shelve that for, off-season, but...
on the cards.
He could... Oh, he wouldn't come into it, would he? Although they have just added cards. We didn't mention the $40 million for Josh McDaniels to go into that, what is it, $800 billion pool of coaches that are getting paid without coaching.
Yeah, his contract's gone in there.
Just add it in there, fold it away. The other news story, Danny, you sent it through to us. You actually broke the news to us overnight. It was overnight for us, that the Rams have signed Carson Wentz as a backup, apparently, to Matt Stafford. Not to be the starter, but to be a backup. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so Stafford's obviously sprained his thumb, and it's severe ligament damage, which was thought to be not so bad, and it's turned out to be a lot worse than they thought. So I thought he's only going to be missing 1 week. It turns out it could be two, potentially three. So they got Wentz in because the recovery time just was going far slower than they originally thought.
Yeah, and they had the rookie start against the Packers, which the Packers did get the W, which we'll quickly touch on. But they've waived him already.
See you later. They got Wentz in on the bye week to give him a bit of extra time to get familiar with the plays and the audibles, all that sort of stuff. So chance to start, I think.
Yeah, so Rippon went for he only threw 46% and only 130 yards before he got. See you later.
I feel like that was a lot more the amazing defense that he was playing against, not him.
What were we playing against, Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
He's a bit of a journeyman, like Wentz, since he got drafted by you boys, the Phillies. He had 5 seasons there, then he went to the Colts just for 1 year, then he went to the Commanders on at least a 3-year deal, but they cut him after one. So he's been a free agent. So this is his fourth team in nearly as many years, I suppose, going from the Eagles to now. A bit of a journeyman, got a bit of the Baker Mayfields about him. So I don't know, could be interesting, could go all right. Have that little damage to his shoulder.
Did help Philly get to the position they were at to be in that Super Bowl that they took out. It was just that he went down.
100%. He was MVP favorite at one point.
Yeah.
And then Aylin came in and just took over in the offseason. Beat him out.
How do you reckon Kaepernick and Cam Newton are feeling when this guy's gone four teams in 4 years and these guys can't get a gig?
Well, Cam Newton got offered, what did he get offered, like 5.5 or something to go to the Jets? And he's like, you need to pay me more than that.
Yeah. There you go. That probably says it all. I don't know how much Wentz is getting, but I reckon he'd be taking anything.
Yeah, I think Wentz just still wants to play. Like, obviously, still got a lot more fight left in him.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see Karts grinning away at the live streaming chats, which is good, getting people engaged. We'll leave you with that, mate. We'll get straight into the game reviews. I'll go through all the games we're not going to talk about. We do have three that I've picked out, so we'll have a quick chat about those. But the other ones, the Steelers, which we've already spoken about, beating the Titans 20-16. My Packers getting the job done against the Rams 20-3. Chiefs, we did speak about that, 21-14 over in Frankfurt against the Dolphins, seen live by our boy Danny. Ravens, very surprisingly, not surprisingly getting the win, but 37-3.
We all tipped him, and Meg's worded us up, and she'll be jumping in the chat in a bit in a second, no doubt. But she said they haven't won there since, was it 09?
06 or something like that. 06,
09, yeah. So she was very, very bullish on having the Ravens as her lock of the week, she was saying.
Browns 27-0 over the Cards. We will quickly, I'll get back to that one. Saints 24-17 over the Bears. Commanders 20-17 over the Pats. Colts 27-13 over the Panthers, which they're kind of struggling with their boy Bryce a little bit at the moment. Your Raiders getting the job done 30-6 over the Giants. And Monday Night Football 27. The Chargers 27-6 over a lackluster Jets, even their defense. One game we'll quickly talk about. 39-37, absolute blockbuster. Texans over the Bucks. Danny, I know you had a little bit to say about this. What are your thoughts? Just a quick one.
Just the composure of CJ Stroud. Because where did he have the ball on that final drive? I think they had 46 seconds left and they were down by, what, maybe four. They're down by four. So had to get a touchdown. And just the fact that he went into this game with only one interception. I think he threw maybe two picks during this game. But prior to that, like all the 6 weeks prior, he only had thrown one interception as a rookie. Like we haven't spoken about him anywhere near enough for how well he's playing. Like he's definitely flying under our radar. And now hopefully not anyone else's after this performance. Because that last drive in that 46 seconds, he was just so composed. And like to get the job done and to take down the Bucks, like you saw Baker Mayfield on the side, like, just borderline in tears because he was just so shocked that they actually managed to get it done. Because the Bucks drive, the previous drive, was elite as well, like to get them up. So it was just a back and forth game, high scoring, low defense. It was just a very exciting game to watch.
Well, they've got him down for no interceptions but a fumble.
Okay.
So he's looked after the ball a bit better, but he had three of his receivers over 100 yards and at least a touchdown each. So all over 110, actually. So massive numbers. And like, I think he's become the clear bolter of all the rookie quarterbacks this year, far out in front of all the others in terms of his output and everything like that.
You've jumped the. I did only want a small bit, but we'll get into it anyway. I have a question without notice. I'll play the tune for my second one later. But is he the leader after throwing 470 yards?
Yes,
which is a record, and five TDs. Is he the leader of offensive rookie of the year at the moment?
Yes,
it's got to be.
Yeah. So I saw a stat. Was it Mac Jones? He's got, I can't remember who, he's got more touchdowns already than it was. Oh, I reckon it was Mac Jones or something like that.
Mac Jones.
Which is incredible to think. Like, Mac Jones is in his third year, fourth year.
This bloke's been in for 10 weeks. His rookie season, he's already got more.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love the story because he was, although they were always talking about him and Bryce, it was Bryce. You know, he's only short. That's his only thing. He's got everything else over CJ Stroud. Was it Stroud that had the low numbers or was it Bryce that had the low numbers in that the brain testing thing? But
it
comes out, he knows football and he's very good at the football. And like you said, to have three receivers, one of them's your big tight end, well over 110, one was up to 150 yards. He had three of the top five receiving leaders for the week. Like that's out of the whole league. Like it's huge. So, yeah.
And it's not just what he's doing in the bubble in terms of his own stats. It's what he's doing for Houston. They're 4-4. So got a record 500, eight games in, and obviously the bye as well. No one expected anything from them this year. They were expected to be, you know, bottom dwellers in the AFC South. So they're sitting two games behind Jacksonville, a chance, you know, for that sort of wild card playoff spot. Like no one was picking that at the start of the year when they drafted him. So, mate, he's got a lot going for him. I think he's got it pretty much locked in already coming into week 10.
I'll look at his, if they've got it up, the price that he's paying for offensive rookie. All right, we'll move on to the three games that we are going to talk about. The first one is more because of the story within the game. Like, realistically, looking over it, it's probably not that much of a surprise, the Vikings beating the Falcons 31-28. But I feel like the story of the whole day, of the whole weekend, Joshua Dobbs coming over, he didn't even know half his team's name, and he got thrown in there. To see the footage of him before they were losing, this is another final drive where he drove them down there, gets the touchdown for the win. He was under center with his center, practicing his snaps just so they can get their cadence right. To see shit like that, it's huge. I kind of really love that kind of shit. And then he's just gone out there, you know, 55 yards of rushing. Didn't have a massive day, but he also didn't start. So, incredible story for him and a huge win, which really keeps, they're at, 5-4 Minnesota, keeps them in playoff contention. Well, they're in the playoffs at the moment, so huge.
Yeah, so Jaren Hall went off in the first quarter with a concussion, but Hall was the one who took all the first team snaps during practice. It wasn't the cleanest game by either team by any means. There was fumbles and interceptions going left, right, and center. But like you said, Dobbs sealed it with 22 seconds to go with that 6-yard pass to Brandon Powell. Dobbs, like you said, he didn't do that well, but he had 20 from 30 for 158 yards, two throwing touchdowns, seven carries for 66 yards, and another touchdown. Like, if that's not trying to be like, you know, someone keep me as a starting quarterback, because he started every game for the Falcons leading up to this point. Falcons?
The Cards.
Cards, sorry. They were playing the Falcons.
The Falcons. Yeah, sorry.
Started every game for them leading up to this point. You know, so he's just like, and then obviously goes and gets traded, which the Vikings needed him. But he...
That's just put something in the chat.
So much going on in the chat. I don't even know what it is, but I'll give you
a team. Especially to have the composure to not know his team's names. He was getting the play through his headset, and he's like, all right, such and such is going to do a slant, right?
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell was like explaining what the players were going to do because he couldn't give him just the play calls because he wouldn't know what the hell was going on. So he's like, all right, you know, this, yeah, like you said, this person's going to run a little slant this way, da 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 da. Like, that's amazing. And like I said, it was sloppy. He threw some interceptions. He fumbled three times, but to get the win. And like the Falcons, I think the kicker?
Young Wei Koo.
He scored all their points aside from their
safety.
He scored all their points up until halfway through the third quarter. So the Falcons weren't anything pretty themselves either. So like it's quite high scoring in the end, it wasn't a super pretty game. But huge final drive to come away with the win there. Like you saw the emotion of what it meant to him after the game and stuff like that. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Good for him.
Yeah, he's genuinely got a massive brain. Is it an aeronautical engineer or something that he passed with a 4.0 GPA, which is like huge. Massive brain on
him. Excuse me, but yeah, sure, I checked it out.
Isn't he going to space? Isn't that nice?
The whole thing, they call him the NASA boy or whatever because he's just a massive
space
brain
man,
on him.
Space man.
Yeah. The next game, Danny, the next two games we did speak about going forward, but they end up being the classics that we thought. And we're going to start with the Eagles Cowboys. Danny, did you actually get to see any of the game being away?
Well, lucky enough, I've got my DAZN pass, so I can watch all games, especially games in 40. And as I mentioned before, we've been catching a lot of planes and trains and things like that. So luckily,
all 40 minutes. It's perfect.
all the buses and trains have free Wi-Fi, which is fantastic. So I managed to watch it on a train.
Nice. Fair enough. What are your thoughts? Are you happy? Are you sad? Like, you obviously got the win. I think it was a pretty gritty win.
Super gritty.
Exact things.
Yeah. Obviously, Hurts was battling through that knee injury, and he's come out and just said, what injury? Like, what's going on? But he got hit again in that same knee, and he literally, like, hobbles back onto the field and then just, like, you know, powers through, which is starting to become a bit of a worry because, like, this Eagles team is doing everything possible to have that long postseason run as we are hoping for. But as soon as you take Hurts out of the equation, it's not going to be pretty. Like, he's doing everything he possibly can and, like, you know, staying in that game. He threw 17 for 24, 270 yards, two touchdowns, 36 rushing yards, and another touchdown on the ground, as he always does, because there's always one brotherly shove in there. Dak played all right. He had 29 for 44, 374 yards, three touchdowns, but it's just on that final drive. They just couldn't get it done. I think they had three opportunities. Might have been two. On the final two drives, they both could have scored both times and, like, you know, taken it away. And there was, like, so many penalties thrown that the ball actually ended up on the Eagles' 6-yard line. And then Dak actually got sacked by Josh Sweat for an 11-yard loss. And then I think there was one more pass where Darius Slay tackled the receiver. And like, that finished the game. The only other thing of note is Brown's streak of 125 receiving yards comes to an end. Then they had 66 yards.
What a bum.
Huge shout out to CD Lamb, though. 11 receptions, 191 yards. Huge game.
Huge. And that's the thing, like, Dallas weren't playing bad by any means, but Eagles got out. I think maybe they got out to a 2-score lead early on in the game. And then, you know, Cowboys just have to try and fight that back. And the Eagles defense, like, those Philly dogs, they're just probably a bit too tough to try and get 2 scores on them back to back. As soon as you get 1 score on them, they start playing that a little bit harder.
Yeah, 5 sacks too for your boys, which is huge. But Dak did leave points on the field. You know, I think he was going for a 2-point conversion, stepped out, was going for a rushing touchdown, fell short. Like, he did leave a lot out there that you know, 5 points of difference makes a huge difference, obviously.
It was the Cowboys' game to win. And when I was watching it, I was very stressed on the bus, and there's not much you can do when you're stressed on a bus because there's nowhere to go. Normally I'll be up there pacing in front of the TV, but couldn't really do that. So, yeah, it was just, to me, I thought the Eagles were definitely going to lose that game with the way it was ending. But then, yeah, Dak just did Dak things and kept us in the dub.
Yeah, Josh and Harrow would love Dak doing Dak things.
It was close. It was a matter of inches. It was literally a game of inches. But like you said, Eagles come away with it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right, Karts, we'll start with you for the next one. So we'll take you away from the live stream for just a moment. The Bills and the Bagels. The Bagels getting the job done 24-18, moving to 5-3, and the Bills moving to 5-4. Did you get to see the game? What did you think, mate? Did you think Joey B's back? Josh Allen threw for 258, but just not quite enough. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, mate, I got to watch a bit of this. Look, Joey B is looking much more like himself every week. I think we're starting to see now. Josh Allen, same thing, doing Josh Allen things. Like, he threw the ball away, had an interception, but then his running game was going a bit. He had 44 yards and a touchdown for himself. I think he got a flag. Was it for the little point?
The point.
Was it the unsportsmanlike or whatever
Haunting?
It is? I thought that was all right. I was like, fuck, give the flag a rest. But I think Jamar Chase has come out of the game. He might be questionable for this week. Is it like a back injury or something?
I don't know that, but that does make sense.
So it might have just been he was listed as a non-participant for training or practice early in the week. But it was I just saw that in an article and I thought, oh, keep an eye on that. Obviously, he's such a big part of their offense. But Mixon was a bit of a beast. He only had 37 yards, but also 31 receiving. So 37 rushing, 31 receiving, but just crucial runs when they needed it, like rush through for that pretty important touchdown and stuff like that. So they're just starting to get things rolling again in the Bagels. Like, we can't sleep on them, that's for sure. And then the Bills, we kind of questioned. I think you put the question to us, do we think they're the real deal still? It's looking less and less like they're that, you know, that lock for play like Super Bowl sort of contention as much this year. They're a bit more hit and miss, it feels like. So, that was sort of my takeaways from the game.
Well, we thought we started the year, we called it the AFC beast, didn't we? But on the weekend, all four sides lost. So it's still open. Like, the Jets, realistically, the Jets are still a chance to sneak up.
Jets are still well in touch. They're only two games behind Miami.
So it's anyone's game. Just
incredible
because
to think of, yeah.
The Bills, just, the Bagels, they have the chance. They're just not putting them away. Like,
well, the Bagels and the AFC North are still sitting on the bottom. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore all ahead of them. So they are, granted, they're on the same games as Cleveland and Pittsburgh, but yeah, they're still sitting on the bottom.
Yeah, but they were 0-3 to start with, weren't they? Or 2-1 or 1-2 or something. So they're definitely coming in their own. Joey B, 31-44, 348, two touchdowns. And T. Higgins, a bit of a coming out game this year. Like, he's been just that second or third fiddle, but he had 8 catches for 110 yards. So a real coming out game for him. But you do kind of lead me straight into our third popular segment.
It's time for questions without notice.
It'll be interesting to see what the number one segment is. We've already started this segment. We already started this segment with the CJ Stroud question. We're all pretty emphatic at the moment that he is leading. But my second question is, regarding the current, so we're halfway through the season, officially exactly halfway through. So I've got it up here on the page, just the current playoff situation. So in the AFC side, we've got the Chiefs at number one, Ravens 2, Jags 3, Dolphins 4, Steelers 5, Browns 6, Bengals 7. So as you mentioned, Karts, every single AFC North team is in, all four. So that's huge. Yeah. All four are in there. On the NFC side, we've got your Eagles, Danny, they're one, Lions 2, which is huge, 49ers 3, Saints 4, Seahawks 5, Cowboys, and then the Vikings at 6 and 7, respectively. Knowing how the format works, one getting the bye, 2 versus 7, 3 versus 5, 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5, Is there any games, Karts, we'll start with you, any games that are kind of sticking out to you at the moment that we could be likely to see, or any teams being up there that you're like, shit, I was not expecting them either that high or doing that well?
I think the Saints definitely surprised me.
Over in the
NFC, but it's just surprising because we don't talk about them that much, even though in the past they have been a bit of a powerhouse. But surprising to see them at four there. Vikings doing well to still be hanging in there. I think that's a bit surprising to me. In terms of, I can't scroll, so not many other surprises, I don't think.
I think the Lions coming out of second.
Coming in second, like I think we expected them to be a team, but I suppose second, but not surprised that they're in there. Like, you know, Eagles and 49ers were pretty much the lock, and then I suppose the Cowboys you would put in there as well as a bit of a lock, even though they're down in six, but we expected the Lions to be in there, so
yeah. You're obviously talking about the NFC side. We'll let Danny talk the AFC side.
Yeah.
So
one of the surprises, both the Steelers and Browns being where they are. Like if you watch the Steelers game, especially on the offensive side of the ball, it's not very pretty, but like obviously their defense is doing enough to keep them in it. And Browns are pretty much exactly the same. So both very defensive, strong teams being up there. Like their defense is definitely carrying them through to get them to that point. I think both of them, to me, are probably the most surprising.
Games for the Steelers and the Browns, though. Browns have got the Ravens and the Steelers have the Packers this week.
Yeah, so the Steelers just smashed through the Packers. That shouldn't be an issue.
You never know. But some cracking games. So on the NFC side, it'll be the Lions versus the Vikings, week one, which would be huge. 49ers and the Cowboys, which I think everyone would be happy to see that one. And then the Saints and Seahawks. Which one of those three would you be looking forward to the most, Karts?
I think the Saints-Seahawks, like it's just so more of an unknown, like just I haven't seen the Saints that much this year, to be honest. Like just don't see their games. Obviously, they're doing well in the NFC South 5-4, but the Seahawks, I like. I've got a bit of a soft spot, so I'd like to see that game, I think.
Yeah, for sure. AFC side, Danny, Ravens and the Bengals, Jacksonville and the Browns, or Miami and the Steelers? Who would you be most likely?
Got to be the Ravens and the Bengals. That's going to be one of the more
that just,
elite.
That just sounds juicy. That just gets your mouth watering.
So juicy. Like,
as we sit here.
With what Lamar's doing, like on the ground, on his feet, he's got so much composure. He's so much better player in the pocket at the moment. Like, he needs to start coming into the conversation of MVP. He just has to. And I've seen all around the interwebs that the Ravens are actually getting right up there in the power rankings. And a lot of people have them picked as early Super Bowl favorites. So it's going to be good to see them come up against a Bengals team that's finally started to find their stride.
Yeah. If it did finish that way now, it'll be definitely a juicy playoff series. Our boy Loz Haresh, he's big on the Ravens at the moment and saying why Lamar is definitely the MVP currently. So he agrees with you 100%.
I've actually got a question without notice with you before we move on, because I'm assuming that was the last one.
Let's go.
So your man, AR-12, now AR-8, dapped up one of the players on the opposing team, and he's like, when are you coming back? And he said, a few weeks. How do you feel about the Jets being where they are if Aaron Rodgers manages to come back in a couple of weeks?
Surely he can't come back in a couple of weeks. That'll be that'd be enormous news in itself. Like, I'm sure the medical world will be going out on it. I think, like we just mentioned, the AFC East hasn't been as enormous as we thought. So if he was be able to, you know, even if it's 4 weeks and it's week 12, 13, 14, 15, and he's coming back and they're just still in contention, they would be very much right up there, because they're still, Danny, you say it week in, week out, their defense is still a Super Bowl caliber defense. It's just their offense has been shithouse. So, you know, they only scored, 6 points and no touchdowns on the weekend. So, got AR-12 or AR-8 in there, it's a different story, 100%. So, I feel like they would be very, very happy with where they're sitting at the moment. Maybe like to creep a couple more wins in there just to make sure that they're right in up to their eyeballs. But if he can come back, I think the AFC East will be very nervous.
It's going to be so interesting to see, like, and I hope for this season's sake, because the Jets are still hanging in there, that they continue to hang in there so then they can, so Rodgers can come back and finish the season with them, because it's just, we were so hyped on it before the season started, and I just want to see how it actually goes.
It was very flattening, but he was out there on the weekend throwing some long balls and really pushing off it. So if anyone could do it, it's he's smoked enough mushrooms to be able to play on anything, I reckon. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see him out there.
He has said he needs to be, like, healthy to play. Like, it's no good, yeah, I can throw and, like, I can get away with it. Like, he's got to be able to move. Like, he's not going to rush it at the same time, so.
He's no Glenn Maxwell playing on one leg.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, before we get into our review, quick review this week, Karts, our number one segment that we do not have a noise for.
Which is a damn shame. There's a lot of noise in the chat about it. I'm just going through the comments now. Where's the sting for Lock of the Week? Lock of the Week, where is it? Hurry up, Lock of the Week. I'm hanging out. So the chat's going crazy.
What's the hashtag? Is it just Lock of the
hashtag
Week?
Hashtag L-O-T-W.
Okay, nice.
So last week's results, Danny, you had the Eagles tick. That moves you to 4. Macca, you had the Raiders with the new coach bump along with myself. So you moved to 6, 2 out in front. I'm on 4. And Charlie took the Browns, which he had a late pivot, I think. He was going to go.
He went to Chiefs. He wanted the Chiefs.
He was going
to
go Chiefs, yeah. So he pivoted, took the Browns. Easy win in the end. So Charlie's on 4. So we're just chasing your tail a little bit. But it is important to know it's you don't want to lose. So the loser will be copping the punishments. It's all well and good to win, but you do not want to lose. So,
can I ask, what happens if we have multiple losers?
As yeah, in that in mind. Then it'll go down. So this is just for regular season. And so it'll be like, we'll have to use the finals, I guess, to find a final.
The commission
loser.
Will come up with something at the end. Might chuck in an IR spot.
On the fly. It'll be super fair. Don't worry.
Nah, grouse. All right. Just one quick comment on each of you from each of you boys about the Panthers and the Bears. Panthers at the Bears. The Bears are favourite, $1.55 favourites with a line of 3. They are favourited. What are your thoughts? Danny, take us away. Quick one.
So it's kind of a battle at the bottom of the standings, isn't it? These two games. So Panthers 1-7, Bears 2-7. It's I don't know. She's not going to be always thrilling in 4 games. I guess the Bears being at home kind of gives them that little bit of bump going forward.
Can they cover? They cover?
Sure.
Yeah, they're going to win by a touchdown. They're going to win by a touchdown. They'll cover.
Do you got the Bears by a touchdown?
Yeah. The Panthers suck.
I think the best thing to come out of this game is that it is at 12:15 because their daylight savings has started, so it's a little bit later. That's probably the number one thing. I'll pivot. I'm going to say that the Bryce Young will come out and ball out. They're going to get the job done against the Bears.
You are wrong, but hey, good on you for taking a different.
You're saying that after he came off a 3-pick game in their previous loss.
Is that correct? Yeah. Who they lose to last week?
Colts.
Yeah, they're better than the Bears.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Pretty sure they are. But all right, boys, we've been talking dribble for way too long. Danny, you've got a holiday to get to. Hopefully we can't bank on seeing you every episode, but we want to see you as much as we can. So enjoy your holiday, mate.
We love it when we do.
Do you have any, what do they speak in Denmark? Danish.
Danish.
Oh, no, Danish is a tough language. Tuck.
Oh, all right. Do you have any German then? Give us anything.
No, that's me done. I'm actually off to Norway this weekend, so I'll be not following many games because I'll be in a camper van. So it's on you, boys.
Your homework without notice then is a greeting and a farewell in Norwegian for next episode.
All right, I've got you covered.
I like it. All right, mate.
All right, mate. Speak to you boys soon. Go Packers. Go Raiders. Eagles are on a bye so they can get stuff.
Yeah, see you, fam.